Audio morning brief for the U.S. stock market, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Time, July 19th. I'm Rich Paz for Critical Point. Yesterday, we had a little bit of a celebration. The stock market made it to 45.50 on the cash market. The futures, of course, better than that, kept a premium of that. We've been looking at it for a while, and there was a lot of bears that were against the idea of July being an up month. And not only was I bullish for the month, I thought there was a chance to accelerate, but I focused more on the idea that some of our fundamental valuation would accelerate, and then maybe the stock market would keep a premium to that, which is what it should do during a normal bull market. And it did it. It all worked. And yesterday we did hear from, I think it was JP Morgan Trading Desk. They showed some things going on with yield curves and a few other things, and they said we might be setting up for a Goldilocks period of time, meaning bullish, but maybe very bullish, okay? Now, there's also other bears out there that are backing off. They've lowered the chance for a recession down to 20%. I'm at 0 to 1%. And it's just amazing how well the business cycle performed last year into this year. And we are a bullish economy. I'm going to be disgusted of the PMIs if the July PMIs, which we will learn of in early August, if they don't turn up nicely to try to catch up with the GDP. I will become concerned the surveys in those PMIs are just not working well. Businesses are not thinking clearly, and may even be a bit political or conspiracy kind of thing. I mean, that'll be more in the manufacturing, because you can see in the services, they really haven't been that pessimistic. In fact, services, some of those indicators are above 50, meaning the economy is growing. They are back in line with GDP. But we need to get that manufacturing, I think, to perk up. Now, some of that problems, complications with manufacturing PMI really is just a reaction to the inflation. So I'm probably going a little too far on saying conspiracy and this and that. But those indicators are weird. And for the first time in a few decades now, I'm not paying much attention to those PMIs. But the forecast is they will improve over time. They will get on board. Like the global economy, I like where the dollar is. I don't think the dollar is going to give us much problems of picking its head up here in recent and few weeks. Now, in the interest rates, we'll show you tomorrow in the weekly update. We are calling a level one top in place. We are calling the second opportunity for minor to mid-size long-term tops in place for interest rates, and we'll explain that. Frankly, the market didn't give us a problem. The first call is still the correct one. And so we're still bearish, and we think interest rates can actually go down now into late August to September, and that's probably going to help put the stock market up into September for the level two top. Meanwhile, we still have this level one top we're dealing with, and it can occur anytime now to the start of August. A bottom can occur anytime now into the first half August, meaning it can come down anytime now into the first half of August, and it might take 2 to 3, 4 weeks at the most. It may only take 1 week, okay? And what we're thinking is there's a good possibility the level three, which is your monthly sell signal, and then level three extended yesterday. They got excited. They shoved the market up to that 45.50, made a correct call for us. We think the level three could have topped yesterday, but there's not enough evidence to call it. We don't dare. It can top today. It can top tomorrow. In theory, it doesn't have to top early next week, but the best forecast is this week, and the best of the best forecast is any time from yesterday into tomorrow for level three top. We think ultimately the market does pull back by next week. It just may not pull back much at all this week, but it ought to pull back into a level three bottom next week, which we think is going to coincide with the Federal Reserve raising or not raising its rate, and maybe the PCE inflation number, okay? Now, after that, the market ought to be up the following week and even the next week, all right, for the next level three. We think then the level one, level twos are going to coincide with this level three top, and then the level two, level one bottoms are going to coincide with the level three bottom next week. And then the market's just going higher in September. So we think this level one's just not going to matter, even though it's the most important kind of fluctuation during the year and during a long-term bull market and even a bear market, okay? We just don't think it's going to work. We think the market's that strong. Now, the next upside objective for the futures is 46.33, but the weird thing is we have it that high for the S&P 500 cash. So we're wondering what's going on there because it shouldn't match. So if the cash is going to 46.33, we need higher objectives, 25, 30 points higher in the futures. All right, now for downside, we don't think the market's going to, I think I'll switch to the cash here and not bother with the futures. We don't think the cash is going any lower than, say, 44.70s, 44.80s now next week, okay? Now, if the correction's going to take longer, there's more time to go down, maybe things can get as severe as putting cash down into that 44.40s to 44.60s. That's the most downside we see moving forward, okay? And yes, it met all our best minor upside objectives here, but we do have a 46.36 on the daily S&P 500 cash that we want to think about. So more upside, we want to remain bullish, just realize sometime this week and the next week, the market should set back and it might get quite volatile and scary. We do see the potential, no matter what price level the S&P 500 peaks at, it can drop 100 points. But that's probably all it's going to do, okay? In the moment, at least as of yesterday, the market looked like, if anything, was getting stronger. Now, it might be coming emotional to go into that top, but until we see a down day, we might as well assume the market's going up forever. We get a down day, we might as well assume we got level 3, level 2, and level 1 tops in place. And if we get a down week, that's even more evidence of a level 1, level 2 tops in place. But the point is, instead of being down all the way into early August, it may only be down till next week and then just higher. I realize the level 1 is the most important kind of sell signal. It's quite possible everyone should be selling a little and taking a profit here, and the technical indicators are quite overbought. We're stretching the rubber band. You can see it is getting close to time somebody's going to sell something. But this is one of the few opportunities I've seen in several years that I think it's okay not to sell level 1 if you're concerned that you're going to have a difficult time getting back in at a lower price and really benefit from it. And you're more concerned of just making a mistake and raising your purchase price, missing out on some profit. This may be one of the rare opportunities to just ignore this moment, because this market can move higher into September, and the bigger setback might be late September, maybe early October, than what we're going to see now in the next few weeks. This market could be that bullish. I think this market wants 4,600, 4,700, and maybe 4,800 by the end of the year. All right, looking bullish. I don't have much else to say. Don't be surprised if a setback now in the next few days. But don't be surprised that the worst downside is 100 points. That sounds like a lot, but today's market, that's unfortunately normal trade. Okay, past results and non-scientific future results. Have a great day. Thank you.